Traveling through this land, I am hasting on my journey, which is short to every man. I am pressing onward to reach that happy goal, where I shall see my Savior when the pearly gates unfold. I have a little Savior who walks by my side. No matter where I travel, my Jesus is my guide. I follow where he leads me, though the way be rough and steep, he never will forsake me. He watches while I sleep. I have a little Bible, which is comforting to me, and oft time you will find me with it open on my knee. It tells us of a shepherd who watches over his sheep. He leads them under fountain where the water is fresh and deep. I have a little patch of earth just 6 feet long and deep, where I shall molder back to dust and take my peaceful sleep until that great morning, when all nations shall arise on wings of love, like a turtle dove, go shouting through the sky. I believe this evening that you've been listening to the truth. And the Bible says the Cherish up those things which you've been listening to, and lay them near your heart, lest at any time you should let them slip. And believe me, you can let them slip. The Bible teaches us that when the good word is sown in the heart, if it ain't sown in good ground, well, immediately when it goes out, if it's sown by the wayside, it'll be trodden down. If it's sown upon a rock, it don't have no depth, and it'll soon wither away. Yeah. And the old wicked one will come, and he will snatch it out of the heart. And I have witnessed that. And that's the reason we need to lay it near our heart and ponder upon it and study upon it. We need to be up and about our Father's business. We need to be in His Word. We need to be a studying to show ourselves approved. A workman not to be ashamed of, but rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to be up and about His business this evening, to going out to testifying that He is risen again. By this testimony, brethren, there was in four times of years ago, many died, many lost their life. Many of them that held to the name of Jesus was beheaded. Listen, the day this didn't come, this didn't come with a price very cheap. It was a very expensive price. And many of those since that time has paid a very expensive price. They paid with their lives the testimony which they held. Brethren, and we can read the of 144,000 which had the testimony of Jesus Christ. And they cried and they cried, "How long, O Lord, how long will thou not avenge our blood upon them that dwell upon the earth?" But white robes was given unto them, and it was said unto them, "You rest on for a little while until our fellow brethren be killed as you were killed." So many have lost their life since the time of the resurrection, brethren, and no doubt they're still losing their life today. And some of these foreign lands, brethren, were a privileged nation. But here today I see the destruction of this nation, brethren. For He said, "Every nation that forgets God will be cast into hell." That hell, brethren, is suffering. Now listen, the day, and we see and understand how that they're falling away. But the Bible said, "Except there come a falling away, the end shall not come." They're falling away from the truth, Brother Dow. They're falling away from God. They're taking God out of the schools. They don't want you to mention His name in any public place. They don't like to even see you bow your head and turn thanks over your food. There's people in this world, listen, the day that they are evildoers. They are wicked men. And listen, the day, and if they have the chance, they're going to take our lives. They stand up and they make rules in high places. They find out things, how they can manipulate the government, brethren, to take away our rights. We have a great right today of the freedom of speech. But if the world gets its way, and no doubt they will one day, brethren, they will pass laws that if you preach the name and speak the name of Jesus, your head will be taken or you'll be cast into the prison. Brother, I believe that. I believe that wicked times is coming, and it's going to wax worse and worse. It ain't going to get no better. I believe the day of His coming is nigh, and who shall be able to stand the day of His coming? If you don't know Jesus today, only them that's been down to the banquet house, only those that's had the blood applied, is going to be able to stand in that day. For the world, brethren, in their wisdom, they knew not God. Brother, the day wisdom, he said, listen, that you need to seek wisdom. You need to seek understanding. You need to pray, God, if any man lacks wisdom. Listen, he said, let him ask of God, who will give unto all men liberally and upbraid of none. So who is left without excuse? God said that he once winked at ignorance, but now he commandeth men everywhere to repent, brethren. And he said, except you repent, you're dying your sins, and where I am, you cannot appear. So where is he? The brethren said, he's on the right hand of the majesty on high. He's making intercession for the saints of God, and he's doing something else, brethren. He's a mediator between God and the sinner man. No man can come unto me except my Father which sent me draw him. No man can come unto the Father except by me. For he said, I am the door, and by me if any man enters in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. What is that pasture, brother? What is the pasture of the Lord? Is it not the peace of God? Is it not the peace of God that surpasses all understanding? In the world they seek, they cry, peace and safety. But he said, there'll be no peace unto the wicked, saith the Lord. There'll be no peace unto the wicked, but sudden destruction will come upon them in the hour when they think not the Son of Man's going to come. Who's going to be able to stand? Boys, I tell you, if you ain't been born again, you're going to have to say amen to your own condemnation. I'm glad I made preparation, brother. I don't know, man. This is a hard place tonight. I tarry long for a while. The Lord don't bless me. I know where my seat is. There's a way that seems right unto man. I tell Brother Terry, oh, there's a comfort spot I like to get in. If I don't get in, I'm nervous. I can't preach without it. I just can't do it. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end of listen is the ways of death. Jesus, brethren, said, stand ye in the ways and inquire for the old path. When you find it, walk therein. How you gonna find it? You stand between two ways. And Jesus said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether it be God or whether it be mammon, it's up to you what you're gonna do with Jesus. The world said, crucify him, away with him. Listen, the day but what says you? Will you crucify him all over again? In your heart and in your mind, will you say, away with this Jesus? Why? Because he condemns the very way that you live. If you've not been born again, you can't live a Christian life. They was called Christians first at Antioch because they were Christ-like. No man can say that Jesus is the Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Listen tonight, brethren. If you've not been born again, you do not have the Holy Ghost. For brethren, the day the Holy Ghost is given unto them for a comforter. It's given unto those that has repented and been born again. Brother in God, he said, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. You're either in the fold or you're out. You're either born again, or you're born, or you're going down to a devil's hell. Now, brother, the hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Where are you going? Are you going down to the place where the worm died not and the fire never quenched? Or are you going to a land we call heaven, where the singing of the angels is, where the place of the mind cannot comprehend? He said, I've never seen, the heart cannot comprehend the good things the Lord has in store for them, but he hath revealed them unto us, his children, by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth the deep things, yea, even the hidden things of God, of the heart. Brother, God searches the heart and opens up your heart. And though you have things, as the old saying is, you have skeletons in your closet. You have secret sin. But I'm going to tell you, they're not secret from the Lord. The Lord, your life is an open book. He said his eyes go to and fro through the earth, beholding both the good and the evil. You can't hide from him of whom we have to do. He is God, and beside him there is none other. He is the rock in a worried land. He's the shelter in the time of the storm. Where will you run when the storms come? You think you have storms today. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm telling you today, what if? What if this United States would fall and the foreign countries would take over? What if Muhammad and all this garb about building this temple qualified, and they said, you're going to worship him, or we're going to take your head? Brother, don't think that's far-fetched. We're living in a world today that loves evil, and that know that there's many more of them than they are of us. And the children of God seem like we just sit by and let it happen. They say, we don't want you in politics. That's of the world. Brother, I declare we need men in politics. We need God-fearing men praying and trusting in God. Our forefathers of this country believed in Jesus Christ. They prayed unto the great I Am before they done anything. Brethren, and when the battle, when they went out to battle like David went out to Goliath, they went out in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You go out in the name of the Lord and you'll never lose a battle. You go out in somebody else's name and I declare you're going to lose the battle. Why? Because there's no greater name given under heaven whereby man can be saved except by and through the name of Jesus Christ, the one who hung on that old rugged cross, brethren, for you and for me, and give his life a ransom that through his death many could be made white. Brethren, today, and that whiteness today is the linen and the white righteousness of the righteous. You can get that linen today.
Bless you, Lord.
It's a robe. It's a robe of righteousness.
That's right.
Already. People's looking to get a robe, brother.
You already got it.
If you've been born again, you got a robe of righteousness, which the righteous judge will give unto them that will repent of their sins. Brethren, and you'll hide, you'll be clean. He said, though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white like wool. And though your sins, listen, the day be as crimson, I'll make them white as snow. So the night, how you gonna whiten them, Lord? Brethren, the day he shed the blood of righteousness, and he said, he that is righteous even as he is righteous, and he that sinneth is of the devil, and the truth is not in him. He said, and by this the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. Yes, don't tell me that you can be born again and you can commit these sins unto death.
Yes, sir.
Don't tell me that you can lie. Know that you're a liar. He said, for no liar, all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire.
Yes.
Don't tell me that you're going to be able to commit adultery and fornication and go to heaven. For he said, a wicked and adulterous generation shall it be. Brethren, the day so only the pure in heart is going to see God. Brethren, the night only them that's been down to the banquet house and been born of the Spirit of the Lord. Brethren, and had their robe washed white in the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
They're gone.
Heaven bought.
Having this seal, the Lord knows them that are His.
Yes.
Have you got the seal on the night? Oh, listen, he said, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and then after ye believed, then were you sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Listen, the day, brethren, that Holy Spirit tonight has sealed you until the day of redemption. There's not enough devils in hell to break that seal. Why can't you break it, brother? I don't know. I'm in a little different mood here tonight. So just bear with me. You can't break that seal tonight, brethren, because ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ shall appear, we shall also appear with Him in glory. Listen tonight, brethren, then, if you've been born again and you die here, listen, he said, in whom the whole family, both in heaven and in earth is named. One family, one name. They're looking for some other name. There's only one name. And Jesus said it like this, brethren, he said, I come not in my own name, but I've come in the name of him that sent me. Where did that name come from? Heaven. That name is above every name.
Amen.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every tongue should confess. But if they don't confess here, they'll confess in the morning when he returns. When he said, every knee's going to bow, every tongue's going to confess unto the glory, unto God, unto the glory of Jesus Christ. They're going to confess that he's King of kings and Lord of lords. But the problem is, they're already sealed. Why? Why, brethren, are they sealed? Because the door of mercy had been closed. Because the mediator has left heaven. They're looking, brethren, for Jesus Christ to come over in Jerusalem upon the mount of Mount Moriah over there and build a temple again and dwell in it. And there for 1,000 years they think they're going to have a perfect peace upon the earth. Yes, the Bible said that the lion would lay down with the lamb, but he wasn't talking about the lion out here on the mountain. He's talking about nations. nations. Brother, that all nations would come and bring their glory in the one kingdom. And that kingdom's already been set up. Jesus said, and the Bible teaches us the prophecies of old that said, in the days of these kings shall the Lord God of heaven set up the kingdom. Today shall not be left unto another people, but it shall break and subdue all other kingdoms. They've never been a kingdom like this. Why? Because he told Peter, thou art Simon Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I don't care how many devils comes against you, they'll not be able to overcome you. Why? Because you got the sword of the Spirit. You got five defenses. Huh? Put you on the whole armor of God. Now tell me, how many of you here know what the armor of God is? Put you on the whole armor of God. And you got five defenses. You've got one offense. He said today, put on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness, and the shield, brother, of faith. Listen, whereby you'll be able to ward off all the fiery darts of the devil. He said, having your loins girded about with truth, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, and above all, taken the sword of the Spirit. Brother, whereby one man can put 1,000 on the flight, and two can put 10,000. There are nothing in possible with God, because the word of God is quicker than powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing of asunder of the joint and the bond. Brother, is a discerner of the heart and the intents of the man's mind, searching the heart of all mankind. Oh God, this evening search my heart, know my heart. I'm like David of old and said, create in me a clean heart and give me a righteous spirit. Brother, than I'd better have the Spirit of the Lord than to have anything that I know, Brother Darrell. Just give me Jesus. Let the world go by and all that it has. The silver and gold of this world, brother, is going to perish. But Jesus said, come buy you me gold that's been tried in the fire. Brother, this gold today is precious. Listen, and you are precious tonight in the eyes of God. And listen, he said, whom the blood of Christ has made you kings and priests, and we shall dwell with him upon the earth. Are you dwelling with him tonight, or are you just thinking about it? You can be a king, you can be a priest in the house of God. Do you believe that, brother? Listen, tonight, and listen, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. You see, he had to go to the cross. First of all, brethren, when he said, it is finished. The work that thou hast given me to do, it is finished. Brethren, listen, and he said, face and except I go away and pray the Father, the Comforter cannot come. The kingdom will not come. But I'm going to prepare a place for you by my Spirit, by my death on the cross. Listen, brother, he opened up the grace covenant, which is the kingdom of God. Brother, listen, but now, but here's the glorious thing. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should be soberly and righteously right here in this present world. What kind of soberness was he talking about? He was not talking about being drunk, but to be sober-minded, brethren, tonight, always abounding in the word of the truth. Study to show yourself approved. Let your conversations be seasoned with grace. Let it be yea, yea, or nay, nay. God wants us to stand on the foundation. God wants us to declare his name above every name. God wants us to lift up the hands that hang down of the feeble knees and raise them hands up and praise him forever. God expects us to lift up the name of Jesus. Why does he expect that? For God, listen what God says about it. God said in the first chapter in the book of Hebrews, God, who in sundry time in divers manners has spoken unto the fathers by the prophets, but hath in these last days, we're living in the last days, brother, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed, God appointed, whom he appointed heir over all things, by whom also he created the world and the fullness thereof. Brother, listen, being in the expressed image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself trodden the winepress alone, brother, when he had by himself purged out sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Listen what God said. And God said, thy throne, O God, is a scepter of righteousness. Listen to my brother. God lifted his Son up and said, all power delivered unto you in heaven and in the earth. Angels and authority being made subject unto thee. God loved his Son forever, brethren, and set him down on the right hand of the majesty see on high tonight. I'm glad tonight, brother, that he's sitting there for me. Amen. He's a terrible man. He took my sin, brother. He bore him on an old rugged cross. By his stripes we are healed. And he wasn't talking about the flesh. He's talking about your soul, people tonight. That was what is sick and died. Listen, Jesus said, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. I come to set the captives free. I come to loose them that was in the prison house. Listen tonight, friend. I come to give some to men. Do you got a gift tonight? The greatest gift that he ever gave me was eternal life. Bless his name forever. I have eternal life because I believe upon the name of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You can have him tonight. Salvation is of the Lord, brethren. Salvation is in none other name. I'm going to tell you tonight, the Lord is King of Kings, and he's Lord of Lords, and beside him there is none other. He trodden the winepress of the wrath, brethren, tonight, and no other man can trod that. He was the only one that was found worthy, brethren, to receive, to be able to take the book out of him that sat on the right hand, and took that book and opened it up and loosed the seals thereof. Brethren, when they searched the heavens and the earth, that none other was found. Jesus, it's all about Jesus, brother. We can find him. Brethren said, well, he was here before the world was. I'm going to give you a little scripture, young man. He said he was with the Father. He was there before the flying clouds was. Before the perpetual hills was brought forth. He was one that was brought up before him. He was his daily delight. God is always delighted in his Son. Brother, I declare no wonder Jesus, brother, and felt alone when he said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" In a moment of time, in a moment, he said he hid his face from him. Brother, in the night, why did he have to hide his face from his Son? That he might die on the old rugged cross and taste death forever, man.
That's right.
God was too holy to look upon sin. He needed one to stand in the gap. Brother, I'm closing up, brother. He's still looking for one to stand in the gap. Are you one tonight? Will you stand in the gap for him tonight? Will you stand up for Jesus? Will you cry hallelujah unto the name of the Lamb of God? Brother, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy. Come tonight to receive glory and honor and thanksgiving unto him that lives forever and forever. My God's alive tonight. He's alive. Make an intercession for me. Oh, I feel lost and worried in life. I've got a Father, brother, who is above all and in you all and through you all. He sees you tonight. If you've been born again, you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. There are not enough devils in hell to lead you. This old time religion here, listen, brethren. We looking at a pure and undefiled religion. The world has religion tonight, but it's in vain, brother. But there's a pure and undefiled religion before men that you visit, the fathers and the widows in their times of need, brother, and keep yourselves unspotted from the world. Oh God, give me grace that I can keep myself unspotted from the world. Let me live a humble life. Let me live a humble life. That when I come to the cross, when I come and bow down at his feet, Brother James, that I receive the word, the Spirit of the Lord, the refreshing of his Spirit, that he said that I'll put in you a well of water that springs up in the everlasting life. It just keeps springing up, brother.
That's right.
I don't understand about it, Brother John. All there is to know about things, but one thing I know, I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. Brother, today I've got a robe of righteousness on, and it's going to take me to heaven, brother.
Yes, sir.
When the Lord comes to gather up his jewels, he's gonna give God jewels down here, people.
Yes.
He's got. I want to tell you. He said, "Unto him that overcome, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God." Think about that. I'll make a pillar in the temple of my God. I'll write upon him my new name. I'll listen, that I'll write upon him the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem. They're looking for New Jerusalem, and it's already here. It's in the hearts of these people. Listen tonight, brethren. This kingdom, he said, don't come by observation. But the kingdom of God is within you. You've been born again, brother. He set up that right in your heart. He said, "I, my Father, will come in, take up our abode." The word abode means to stay. I come down to abide with Brother Lonnie and Sister Hester tonight, but I'll leave tomorrow if the Lord's will. And we ought to say, whatsoever we do, we ought to say, if the Lord's will. Because without his will, you can do nothing. In him we move and have our beings. He said, without me you can do nothing. We can't do nothing without him.
Amen.
Brother J. Brother HB tonight. if the world could see what we have,
yes,
they'd never stop praying until they get it.
Amen.
If they can feel what we feel when God sends us the Holy Spirit and revives us.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, brother, we need reviving. We need not only the former rain, but we need the latter rains.
Yes, sir.
For surely, brethren, we get down in the valleys of doubt and despair.
Yeah, we do.
But when Jesus comes along, takes you up in his arms and holds you real close and tells you how he loves you and how everything's all right. I've got you in my hands. I've got your name upon the palm of my hand. I see your name here. I've sent angels to which are your angels, which always behold your Father's face. You got angels the night around you. If you've been born again, the angels of the Lord are 10,000, thousands of millions. God has angels dispatched in all the world, brethren, unto his children to guard and about them. And I pray, oh God, send angels around my children. For they don't know the Lord tonight. Send angels to guard them while they're out on the barren mountains of sin. God, lest the devil entraps them and persuades them that they might do something to take their life. Oh God, have mercy. Great God in heaven tonight, who holds mercy in his hand. Oh, this evening pray for your children, for your tears are bottled up. And they'll be poured out many days hence. God sees your and hears your silent weeping. He sees your tears, brother, as he did Hezekiah when he told him he must die. But he turned his face to the wall and he wept and he cried. And God said, I've seen your tears. I've heard your cries. I'll lengthen out 15 years to your life. But what was 15 years? It is but a moment of time. Brother, our lives, my days has went by swifter. He said they were swifter than a weaver's shuttle. Brother, the night, they're swift tonight. They're as the little bubble upon the water and as the vapor that appeared for a little while and soon vanishes away. My daddy lived to be 90. Get you a song, brother. My daddy lived to be 92 years old. But I asked him, Daddy, did it seem like you've been here a long time? Just seemed like yesterday, son. He said, kids today has plenty of toys. He said, but when I was a young lad, we'd take an old stick and we'd curl it back and tie a string to it and put it on the ground and chase it all over the place. He said, just seemed like yesterday I was chasing that little stick around and the time has slipped by and 92 years are gone. Oh, brethren, but here's the good part. We, though we've been endured but for a night, joy is going to come in the morning, children, when the Lord calls an end to it. And there'll be no more dying over in the land of heaven. There'll be no more crying over there. There'll be no more departing from the hands of each other. But we'll gather together in one family in the Lord, brother. There we'll sing the new song that we can't sing here on this earth. I've been redeemed, sold and body, brother. I have me a body like an unto Jesus. Jesus is the most glorified body.
Amen.
It's glorified tonight, brethren. John saw him on the Isle of Patmos. He was glorified. Same, brethren.